Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you were listening to the programme yesterday, you will have heard the breaking news that another search for missing woman Fiona Pender had begun at a location in the Slievebloom Mountains in County Laois. Well, the search operation continued throughout the night and it got underway yesterday morning, as you might have heard on the programme. We were joined then with the breaking news by Sinead Hussey, RTE's Midlands correspondent, and Sinead is back with us now. So Sinead, unusually this search went on right throughout the night, did it?
So Gardaí have sent to us this morning that the search continued through the night, and we saw the portable floodlights being brought onto the site yesterday evening. But it has to be said, this morning there is very little activity going into the site, although bear in mind we are being kept about 5 kilometres away from the actual search site. How significant it is that the search went on through the night? Well, my understanding is because of where the search site is, it's in a forested area, but it's close to the main road that goes through the Slievebloom. And Gardaí took the decision then, because it is closed, the road is closed, that they wanted to continue work through the night.
Mm-hmm. And the location, it's close enough to Clonasslea if people know the area.
Yeah, so it's close enough to Clonasslea. We're being kept just at the foot of the Slievebloom, and it's about 5.4 kilometres, just to be exact, from there, in a very small forested area, we're being told.
And are you getting any information around how long the Gardaí expect to be there at the site, Sinead?
We were told earlier yesterday that Gardaí expected to be about the same length of time here in this site as they were in the bog area of Killy, where they spent Monday and Tuesday. And we know that that search ended in and around 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening. We understand that no evidence was found at that site. Gardaí saying they're not releasing the results of that site for operational reasons. Mm-hmm. We do understand that Gardaí are acting on information they received as part of their ongoing inquiries. Remember, this investigation is now almost 30 years old, and expectations need to be measured, I suppose, in relation to the case. The fact in all of this is the main suspect remains abroad, and the DPP will need a strong case if there is to be an extradition. And you can also bear in mind, you can't extradite someone solely for the purpose of questioning them. So really, there is a lot of work to be done. And I think, you know, expectations possibly need to be measured.
Yep. And I think people will understand that. But clearly there is some movement, because we had the reclassification as well this week to a murder investigation, and that now the two searches.
Absolutely. There is no doubt a renewed intensity in this investigation. Gardaí will say that they have continued to investigate the disappearance and murder of Fiona Pender over the last almost 30 years. And speaking to people close to the investigation down through the years, they're saying that this was always treated as a murder investigation. In the days after Fiona Pender's disappearance, Gardaí were of the belief that she had been murdered and her body buried somewhere in the Midlands. So they've been working on that assumption. They made 5 arrests in 1997, but the fact remains that no one has ever been charged in connection with her disappearance and murder. And for Fiona's family and her friends, her remains have never been found.
Mm-hmm. But the reclassification, Sinead, it does mean, doesn't it, something in terms of resources and the intensity of the focus on the case?
Absolutely, absolutely. It gives Gardaí more resources, more powers, more scope. And even from a budgetary point of view, you know, there will be more money and resources available to that investigation. Certainly it's significant. But I would say that there is probably some time to go in this investigation. And it's really difficult, you know, for Fiona Pender's brother John and for her many friends who have never forgotten Fiona. You see her memorial in Tullamore. It's something that has hung over the Midlands for almost 3 decades. And I think everybody would just like to see some closure for the family. Mm-hmm. You know, Josephine has campaigned, you know, right up until her death in 2017. I remember sitting in her sitting room in 2014 when there was a search close to Rosenallis in the Slievebloom Mountains again, you know, and she was again trying to remain hopeful. But I think, you know, behind it all, she too was trying to manage her expectations.
Yeah, and desperately sad that she didn't get the resolution that she does so desperately wanted. But John then vowed to carry on the campaign and keep Fiona front of mind.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's a very heavy cross for him to carry now, because he is the only sibling left in her family. So it's very, very difficult for him to have to carry that burden on his own. Mm-hmm. But Jess, as you said, he had vowed when his mother Josephine died to continue to campaign, to continue to seek answers, to find Fiona.
And the guards now, with the search ongoing and the other one, as we mentioned, in Killy earlier in the week, and the fact that it's been upgraded to a murder investigation, they're appealing again, even though, as you say, this has been very much something that's hung over the Midlands for all this time. But there just may be somebody out there, the guards believe, who has more information, who perhaps hasn't spoken up yet.
Yeah, they believe that there may be people out there who have information who never brought it to them. And they're also asking people who may have previously come forward to them, but who felt that they couldn't provide Gardaí with all of the information at the time. And perhaps with the passage of time, that they may now feel that they can speak to Gardaí. And they're asking them to make contact with the investigation team again, to try, I suppose, to piece together anything they say, you know, however insignificant people may think it is, you know, anything that they may have, anything they may know, they're urging them to come forward now.
And are the guards telling you when they how long they expect this search outside Clonisslea to last?
No, they're absolutely not. No, we're waiting here just at the foot of the mountains. We see, you know, some activity going in and out, but absolutely no, we're receiving no word yet.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure we'll hear from you, Sinead, if anything develops there. Thank you so much. That's Sinead Hussey, RTÉ's Midlands correspondent. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.